Welcome. Today we're discussing an exciting piece of content about the power of Gemini 2.5 for coding, specifically using the InCursor tool. It's mind-blowing stuff.
I'm hooked already. So what makes Gemini 2.5 so special for coding? Is it just faster, or is there something more?
It's the coherence and ability to follow complex instructions. The video shows it building a full 3D game in just 4 prompts. A car, a city, buildings, roads, all generated with working code. Amazing, right?
4 prompts? No way. Was it buggy? I mean, generating that much code that quickly? There had to be errors, didn't there?
Nope. Practically error-free. The presenter even mentions being impressed by the lack of syntax errors. It's not just spitting out code, it's understanding the task.
Okay, color me impressed. So walk me through this full-stack app demo. What's the first thing they build?
A technical blog called Developer's Digest, using a neo-brutalist theme. Header, footer, placeholder links, all with just one prompt. Then, 3 example blog posts on AI topics, all in Markdown, tucked away in a dedicated folder. Boom.
Wow, this is like magic. Did they mention any downsides? It can't all be rainbows and unicorns, can it?
Well, they did mention rate limits with Gemini 2.5 Pro, and InCursor being a bit of a bottleneck. They're working on it, but it's something to be aware of.
Makes sense. So after the blog, what did they conjure up?
3 more sections: games, chatbot, and AI image generation, each with placeholder pages and a slick neo-brutalist hero section. Oh, and the game tiles, Tetris, asteroids, and a creative 3D plane game with a runway and mountains. Visualize that.
Hold on. Did they actually make these games work, or were they just mock-ups?
They made them work, working Tetris, asteroids, and they attempted the 3D plane game. It was buggy, but they got a 3D render going. Mind-blowing to see that much logic created from natural language.
Are you serious? I'd love to see that 3D code. 3JS is a beast.
Right? Under 300 lines of code for a 3D scene. Impressive, even if it was buggy. It shows the potential. They tackled a chatbot next, using OpenAI's GPT-4 and GPT-4 Mini with a drop-down menu for model selection.
Nice. Did it work flawlessly, or was the chatbot too buggy?
Almost. A bit of a hiccup with the OpenAI SDK version, but they got it working with streaming responses and fun, changing colors for each message. Super cool.
So a few tweaks here and there, but mostly smooth sailing. What was the final act of creation?
An AI image generator. Input on the left, image on the right, and previous generations stored below, all using DALL-E 3. They even handled a cores error with a quick prompt fix.
Okay, I'm officially sold. This Gemini 2.5 with InCursor seems ridiculously powerful. Any closing thoughts?
It's a game changer for web development. This demo shows the potential of using natural language to build complex applications. It's not perfect yet, but the speed and coherence are stunning. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.